and you say, I washed it, that shirt fit fine until I washed it.
It got up.
Or in other words, it
shrunk.
Okay. And you say, seems that every shirt I've washed recently has
a hole in it?
Or it seems every shirt I've washed recently fit fine until I washed it.
It either drew up or shrunk, which
okay. So you say, all the shirts I've washed recently have
shrunk.
Okay. And you say, I hope the new shirt won't.
I hope the new shirt won't. Oh, maybe the new shirt won't or something like that.
Yeah, won't what?
Shrink.
Okay. And if a woman spends a lot of time in front of the mirror and, you know, puts on really nice clothes and so forth, tries to look nice, you say she likes to what?
Look nice.
Yeah, but the word you'd use for that?
Likes to be pretty?
Yeah, I'm thinking of the word primp or dyke up or doll up.
Some says doll up, some says style up, or some says primp up.
Okay. Would you use those words about a man? Would you say a man likes to primp up?
I think some does, yeah.
Okay, but would you say a man likes to doll up?
I thought some of them does, yes.
Okay, so the words can be used for?
Same thing, primp up, I think.
Okay.
Or doll up.
Okay, and something, a small leather container that you can carry money in.
Change purse.
Okay. And something a woman wears around her wrist.
A watch?
A piece of jewelry.
A watch?
Yeah. Okay, something else.
Bracelet.
Okay. And beads that you wear around your neck. You call those what?
I call them beads.
Yeah.
Beads or necklace.
Yeah. Would you say string of beads or pair of beads?
Pair of beads or string of beads. We use both words here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something men would wear to hold up their trousers.
Galluses.
Okay.
Or a bell.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed?
Bedspread.
Okay.
Or counterpane.
Are they the same thing?
No. No, they're not the same thing.
What's the difference?
Well, the older people had counterpanes. You can't hardly see. Don't very seldom ever see a counterpane. Now no more.
Were they handmade?
Biggest part of them was woven, yes, by hand. And they last forever. And some of them was that make, you know, and they call them. Let me see now. What did they call them? They wove them themselves too. Well, I can't think of that right now.
Are they like African?
African? No, it ain't an African. No, but I just can't think of now right now what they called them. But county pens. They usually have a linen, you know, a linen county pen would be on the bed way back. And now it's just a bedspread, you know, different kinds of bedspread. You can buy the woolly ones or you can buy the smooth one, or you can buy most any kind that you want to.
Yeah. Okay, and at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow. Okay. Pillow or a bolster, just whichever you've
okay.
got.
You say the bolster doesn't go part way across the bed, it goes...
All the way.
Or another word, it goes...
A bolster goes all the way to the head of the bed.
Okay. And this is something that would be made out of patchwork and done by hand, type of cover for your bed. You could wash it. You know, we
crochet spread?
No, what we were talking about earlier today. You piece together a...
Oh, quilt?
Okay.
Yeah.
And what would you call a bed made on the floor, maybe the children would sleep on?
I made a mini pallet.
Okay.